Well, there's a lot of faces here I haven't seen 20, 25 years. I'm Sammy Boucher. Edward, of course, was my father. My brother and Nancy are here. What do you say about a guy, you know, who gave you everything that you needed? He was our Moses, who took us from Egypt. He gave us everything we needed as children, provided for us, took the bus every day to work, taught us what we needed to know, tried to guide us as best as he could. Of all the people I've known in my life, I can't think of anybody that lived with more honor and integrity to the moment, right until the moment, till he passed. Nobody in my entire life ever said anything negative about how he lied to them or cheated them or anything. He gave of his heart, of his wallet, of his time, whenever people wanted or needed from him. He let people live in his homes, never asked for anything. He was married for quite a long time, and I know he loved Mama very much. His youngest brother, I guess youngest, who's known him, of course, longer than any of us. I've only known him 50 years. Knows him much better and knows his childhood and knows the place that he came from, which I had the privilege of visiting when I was young. And from where he came from, the seven children in this tiny little two-level apartment, I met his mother in this little town called Dachta, about as third world as you can get. And he went from there to here in Canada, helped start churches, got his degrees, worked very hard, lots of respect, served Canada for, 40, how many years he worked? 40 years with the Bureau of Drugs. Saved a lot of lives, as I used to sit with him in the pharmacy, and he would joke with me that some of the doctors would write prescriptions. He would show me these prescriptions that were written incorrectly, and he said, if I fill this person's going to die. And he never made the doctor feel bad. He was always respectful to the doctor, but he cared more about the patient, and he cared about everybody he came in contact with. In Victoria, many of you probably don't know that he spent a lot of time, or if you do know, he was very much loved. He was with the Orthodox Church in Victoria as well. Contributed greatly there, provided for many families, helped in every possible way he could. He actually had my son baptized in Victoria at his insistence. I accepted, and took care of anything that was needed by anyone that needed it. He had an incredible sense of humor. I don't know if you guys knew that, because he always comes across so gruff. But he would laugh until tears would come out of his eyes. And some of the greatest pleasures of my life was making my father laugh. It was just an extraordinary experience to see him express such joy. He was a very feeling man, but also a very intellectual man. And he tried very hard to cover his feelings, but it was incredible if you had the opportunity to experience the immense feelings and emotions that he could have, that he could express. He was very wise. He started learning how to draw these, I don't know what you call these drawings. Yeah. And there's several in Victoria that he had drawn and donated to the church. He actually got quite good at it. He collected cameras. Didn't see a lot of pictures, but he had a lot of cameras. And he loved his computers and all the new gadgets. It was his hobbies. He traveled. He loved Mexico with Mom. And he went and traveled until he could not travel anymore, until Mom could not travel anymore. But he did get the chance to see parts of the world that I haven't even seen. We saw each other, thank God, just most recently when I came from, I drove from Windsor, it was very strange because it was a spur of the moment decision. I was supposed to fly back from Windsor, Ontario to Nova Scotia, where I'm living now with my wife and my son. But I decided to drive back and stay and visit with Baba and Grace. And we got to spend some time together, and I know it was very difficult for him to make the decision to move from the house that he had been in for so long, that we were raised in. All his memories were there. But he made the decision because it was time that he needed to be in a safer place. I want to thank Grace. She was there for him for the last few years and helped him in every way that she possibly could. And he really appreciated her. And most thankfully, I'm glad he didn't die alone. Thank you for that, Grace. Thank you all for coming today to show your love and respect for a man that I can't consider anybody else as an equal to. He was my father, my mentor, my guide, my teacher. And he did actually teach me a little bit of the sense of humor of life. And I know for a fact that he is right now exactly where he spent his entire life preparing to be. And I know he's happy. And he's earned it. Thank you all.